This is Marlene O'Hanlon with Knoxville Executive Suites coming to you from the Cedar Bluff area of Knoxville, Tennessee. This podcast is my way of introducing some local businesses that you may not be aware of in Knoxville. Having lived in Knoxville for over 30 years and having owned Knoxville Executive Suites since 1983, I've had the opportunity of working with some amazing professionals. Some are entrepreneurs running their own company, and others work for national companies who maintain a satellite office in Knoxville. Hi there. Today we're meeting with Cheryl Smith with CPR Choice. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning.
Tell me about your company. Tell me what you do. The name kind of does tell us what you're doing, but explain it in detail, please.
Yeah, CPR Choice is a CPR and first aid training center, and we offer CPR classes to both businesses and individuals. A lot of businesses need CPR and first aid training for OSHA purposes, so we teach for doctor's offices, dental offices, manufacturers, daycares, and gyms. And then here at Knoxville Executive Suites, we offer classes to individuals such as students or new parents. And then we also sell automated external defibrillators, better known as AEDs, to businesses and churches.
I see. And you said new parents. That caught my ear. So a lot of new parents come in and take classes?
Yeah, a lot of new parents, they get concerned when they're going to have a baby and they want to make sure that they know how to deal with a child that could be choking, or a lot of parents get scared with SIDS. And so they want to know for sure that they know, you know, CPR and could save a life if ever needed.
What group of individuals do you see more of? Would it be new parents, or would it be kind of more seniors?
Definitely students.
Students.
Yeah, nursing students, people that are going into any sort of medical field. So for our individual classes, they are filled with nursing students from all of the colleges in this area. We get lots of students from Lincoln Memorial and Pellissippi State and University of Tennessee.
And they're required to take this?
They're required it usually to start their clinical rotation in their schooling.
Do they have to take it yearly? How does that work?
The certification is every 2 years.
Okay. All right. How long have you been doing this?
Well, I've been teaching CPR for about 15 years. And then 10 years ago, CPR Choice was founded when we moved to the Knoxville area. We started out really, really small. We offered a few classes a month to individuals out of our home. My husband built us a website, and we would get a couple people that would call us, and we'd stick a sign on our front door, and a few people would come on a Saturday morning, and we would teach them in the bonus room of our home. About 5 years ago, we really expanded our website, launched a new website, and really grew in the Knoxville area.
So that's how you get most of your business. Well, I guess now it might be word of mouth and referrals, but it was website originally?
Yes, definitely our website is our number one way to get customers. We also have a lot of word of mouth, good testimonials. And then because people do have to do the certification every 2 years, we do get a lot of repeat customers.
Wow, that's true. That's great. How did you get started? How did you, I know you said you and your husband, what had you done before, or how did you decide?
I was actually working at a large hospital in Boise, Idaho in the nursing education department, and I was a CPR instructor for them. And there we only trained our own staff, and we would get calls on a regular basis from people in the community that needed CPR mm-hmm. classes. And there really wasn't a venue for them. So when we moved to Knoxville, we looked to see if there was anyone here that was offering, you know, community classes, on-site classes for businesses. And we didn't really see that there were a whole lot of options. And so that's when we decided to start CPR Choice.
You said Idaho. I can tell that's not a Knoxville accent.
Right.
So you've been here, you said 15 years?
10 years here in Knoxville.
Anything new and exciting happening in your industry?
Yeah, we just continue to grow. About a year ago, we expanded into the Tri-Cities area. So we're offering classes in Kingsport and Johnson City on a regular basis. And then last month, we actually launched SmokyMountainsCPR.com, where we're doing classes in the Pigeon Forge, Gatlinburg area. We know that there's lots of visitors and tourists to that area. So we're trying to raise the awareness for hotels and restaurants and venues,
wow,
museums, theaters. Another exciting thing is that we also expanded into the state of Colorado. Last February, we opened up a venue in Colorado Springs where we're offering classes on a weekly basis. And I'm proud to say that they've all been sold out as of recently. So we're going to expand to the Denver area soon, and hopefully we'll have classes on our calendar by next February of 2016.
Cheryl, that is terrific. That is really great. Congratulations on that also.
Thank you. It's been great, exciting to grow and expand here in the Knoxville area too. Like I was saying, we started out teaching two people, and last month I think we trained close to 800.
That is great. So do you hire, have you had to hire additional, personnel to go to those areas?
Yeah, we have. In the last 2 years, we've probably increased our instructors by, we probably have about 10 extra instructors now.
That's great. Any full-time, or do they do a little bit of each, part-time, full-time?
Majority of our staff is part-time, but we do have two instructors that do this as their full-time job.
Cheryl, is there a favorite part of what you do with CPR Choice?
You know, I think it's really great to be able to work in an environment where you're passionate about what you do. And our mission at CPR Choice is saving lives. So how can you not be passionate about that? So, I mean, our favorite part really is just engaging with our students and watching them learn the life-saving skills, knowing that we really are making a difference. And we also, we try to do a lot of community work. So our mission is to save lives not just in the classroom, but also in our local community. So recently we did a project called Hearts for the Homeless, and we collected 500 bags full of hygiene items and food items, and we are distributing those on Wednesdays in Crutch Park to the less fortunate. And so that's been, you know, really rewarding and exciting.
Oh, how great. That is wonderful. And you have evening classes, don't you? I know you can have evening, and you will do it on site. If somebody contacts you, you'll go to their facility. Is there a minimum to go on site to somebody's facility?
For us to come to your office, we usually do require that you have at least 6 to 8 people. And then we do classes up to 30. We do have a lot of large businesses that have hundreds to, one of our largest clients actually has 1,000 employees that we train. But we just go there on a regular basis and teach classes of about 30.
Nice.
We try not to let them get too big so that we can have good quality.
Yeah. How long is a class? How long to get certified?
Kind of depends on the type of class that you take, but it's anywhere from 3 to 6 hours. So if you just need CPR for adults, that's going to be a shorter class. If you need CPR for all ages, including infants and children, it'll be a little bit longer. And then if you need that first aid certification, then that's some additional training that increases the time as well.
So it's not always finished in one evening.
Almost always finished in one session. Mm-hmm. We offer daytime classes on the weekends, and then evening classes for individuals, and then, like you said, on-site training at local businesses.
How did you find Knoxville Executive Suites? How long have you been here, and how did you find us?
We moved in January, so we've been here a little over 6 months, and we were actually referred to Knoxville Executive Suites by a friend that was familiar with your services here.
Has your business benefited, or how have they benefited from being with Knoxville Executive Suites?
We've actually really loved being here. It's been really great for us because we have been able to have a space of our own as well as a business address, and then being able to use some of the amenities that they have, such as the large classroom and the conference rooms to teach our classes without the extensive overhead of having to lease our own building.
Classroom. Anything else you'd like to tell us? Well, I'd like to tell our listening audience how they find you. Email address, telephone number, or website?
Yes. So our website, cprchoice.com, is the easiest way to get a hold of us. They can access our email and phone number there, but my email is info@cprchoice.com, or they can call me personally. My telephone number is 865-548-1500. And we're also on all forms of social media, so they can find us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram.
You have it all covered.
We try.
That's very good. Anything else?
No, that's great. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Cheryl. Thank you to our guests today from our Knoxville Executive Suites community for sharing with us their inspirational story. We look forward to bringing you another guest next month.
Until our next visit, this is Marlene O'Hanlon with Knoxville Executive Suites.